All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. I'd like to say, first off, thank you to everybody who listens to this show. Thank you to the sponsors. We have, two sponsors right now, and this show lives and survives off of donations. So if you want to donate to the show, you can go to www.AmericanVindictaShow.com. There is a donation button that's on there, and there's also a P.O. box address for people who want to send cards or send anything or your donations through that way. You'd be shocked at how expensive some of this stuff gets, and I'm running on the most basics of basics and trying to step up the game here and make this a much better and more eye-pleasing show for you guys, especially when it comes to what's going to be on the video side. And I got some projects planned out, but hey man, everything drives this world currently with money. So if you want to help to support the show, if you want to help to support getting new episodes out there, then please go to the AmericanVindictaShow.com and donate. All your donations go straight back into this show. So, I just want to say I appreciate tremendously from the bottom of my heart everybody who has helped out. And like I said, I plan on having a few more things coming up for you guys. Hopefully that'll entertain you pretty good. You know, the problem is that, all these trips that I'm trying to go on, I have a bunch of archaeological sites that I'm going out and surveying and taking videos of and doing interviews out there with. All this, once again, it's drove by money, guys. And no one here that's doing this is a millionaire or, making six figures, so... Like I said, anything that you do for donations, it goes right back in the show. We appreciate it. So, all right, that's enough of my groveling for the day. Hey, listen, I want you to be prepared. I want you to be prepared for anything. And because of that, I got two sponsors for you that I want you to visit and get your preparedness items. First off, we have Mountain State Survival. That's mountain-state-survival.com. You need to go right now and get storable food, Peak Refuel, that's being sold by Mountain State Survival. It's probably one of the best tasting foods I have ever ate within 15 years of eating MREs, meals ready to eat. The traditional MREs that we got in the military is garbage, sucks, food is terrible. It will sustain you and fill you with calories, but, you won't enjoy eating it. And trust me when I say that if you enjoy eating your food in an apocalypse-like scenario or any type of disaster-like scenario, it will help put a little bit of a pep in your step, and it'll give you a little bit of motivation mentally, and it lifts the spirit, all right? Last thing you want to do is eat some nasty, canned dog food like meal and then have your stomach messed up afterwards. So I've ate Peak Refuel for a long time now, not sponsored by these guys, but I'm telling you right now, they are the best tasting food. And I'm not joking. That is what is stored in all my go bags. That's what's stored on my side by side from when I go out in the field. That is the stuff that I use. Mountain State Survival right now is selling it. You can get 5% off your order with the discount code Wrecker5. That's R-E-K-K-R-5. And trust me, guys, I'm telling you, world's getting dangerous. Just look at all this crazy stuff that's out right now. And we're going to go over a bunch of crazy stuff today just to show you the path that the world is going on. You need to make sure that you have survival items right now. And I mean anything from candles, lighters, your good, rucksack, backpack, good tennis shoes, good mountain hiking shoes. And they need to be light, by the way. Light, probably mid Gore-Tex hiking boots. That's what I carry. And just to be specific, the brand that I carry that I use, excuse me, that I've used on law enforcement operations for a few years is made in Missoula, Montana. They're called Obos, O-B-O-S, and I love all their shoes. I have Danner boots. I put them in my closet, and they're my rainy day boots in case, you know, anything ever happens. But I, as good as Danner boots are, I'm not going to be running in them. I'm not going to feel agile in them because they're a laced-up boot. I almost call them more of a dress boot than I do a true mountain hiking boot. And, you know, you need to understand that you need to have the proper footwear. If you don't have the proper footwear, you're going to impede your survival capability. It's just, you know, there's a reason why law enforcement and the military doesn't go on patrols and flip-flops and go faster tennis shoes. You know, we typically wear good hiking style boots because they're tough. I can kick a door down. I can break stuff with the bottom sole of that boot if I need to. If you have a real soft one, you could also, you know, damage your feet, so you don't want that. But make sure you have a good boot. Obos is who I use. Another good brand out there is Salomon. Salomon, I wore Salomon for probably 8 years until I found Obos. I mean, that's how well Salomon shoes, Salomon boots are made, in my personal opinion. And then I found something superior to what I need. And I wore my Obos running, hiking, working out at work, working out in the yard, you know, I mean, working on the farm. I wore them for everything. And I was surprised that I finally had a shoe or a boot that I could use for almost everything that's out there. They don't get hot. They're not heavy. They're very comfortable. You can still be agile moving them. It gives you enough flexion within your ankle, but you know, to make you mobile, but it also helps to protect your ankle. So once again, that's what I go for. So, you know, having the good quality clothing. You want good quality clothing. You want good quality socks for these shoes, these boots. I like Smart Wool. That's a brand that I've worn for a numerous amount of years. I would say because it's a Gore-Tex line boot that I wear, I use a very thin, light wool sock. And I'll carry a few spares. In my rucksack, specifically in my go bag, I always carry a couple skivvy rolls. So a skivvy roll is more or less socks, underwear, spare shirt, spare pants. Now, all my clothing is all trekking style clothing, so it's all mountain climbing style clothing. So it's all very durable, it's all very light, and it's very breathable. The number one pants that I cannot stress enough to people to buy, if you can still find them, are Vertex Delta Stretch pants. They have the 2.0 and they have a couple other variations, but the Delta Stretch series, oh my God, are the greatest pants I've ever worn. And I have Cry Precision tactical pants. You know, that's my combat pants. Those were my deployment pants. They're great, hands down, the best tactical pants that are out there. But right next in line to having the most, you know, hardcore tactical pants with the built-in knee pads and all the pockets and cool stuff, I just wear the Vertex Delta Stretches. They have a gusseted crotch, so you can actually bend and move in every different direction without ripping your pants apart. Trust me, I've ripped pants consistently over the years because, you know, pants are made, honestly, for standing up in, sitting down in, and walking in. But these Vertex Deltas, you can do everything in them. I've worked out in them. I've ran in them. I hike in them. I work in them. They are my go-to. I have like 5 pairs of these pants. That's why I say they are my go-to. Because I completely trashed all my blue jeans. I don't wear blue jeans. That's just me personally. But the Vertex Delta Stretches, they're very light, they're very breathable, they dry very fast. I don't know what all is made in them, but man, they are great. They're about, I think the last time I saw, they're between $60 and $70 pants, depending on where you look at. You know, and you're going to pay money for quality items. If you buy cheap gear, it's not going to last for that long, and it's not going to be that durable. So just consider that whenever you're buying these type of items. But knives, good fixed blade knife, good folding knife. There's 100 million different quality blade makers that are out there. I'm not going to give you any specifics. I do use Benchmade. Benchmade, Gerbers, those are always good. K-bars are always great. For the folders, Columbia River Knife Tool, that's another really good one. Spyderco is a higher price, but they do make some good ones. I find them to be kind of two-dimensional blades. Always have a good multi-tool. Leatherman, Gerber, those are your go-tos. So yeah, you know, make sure you have stuff accessible, and make sure your pants have pockets that are accessible for these items. So you want them on you at all times, like a spare magazine for your pistol. You know, you always want that that additional ammunition source on you. You know, and I'm gonna start gearing these shows here within the next couple of series. As long as the world doesn't decide to end, I'm going to gear these shows towards kind of a get home scenario. I find that the closer we get to the chaotic times, the more we need to get back to focusing on getting our gear ready. I do what's called a gear check. I'll take all my gear out. I'll double check everything, make sure, you know, if they're stored in the attic, make sure that my meals are still good. I may rotate them out. I always keep, you know, bottled water in there, so I may pour the bottled water out and refill it back up with some fresh water. If you have a Camelback, or if you have a survival life straw, or some sort of a purification, water purification device, that involves a plunger and sucking water out of a dirty source and putting the water now into a new clean source. Make sure that you are keeping that device clean and also moist on the inside, because of a lot of them, whenever it dries up, you have to then, you know, do the whole process again of priming the filter. And in a survival situation, we may not have that kind of time. And speaking of the water purification, I want to go over just what it is that I use. All right. So I'm going to give you some items. You can go on Amazon right now and find them. They are highly compatible with any other company that's out there. I've used them on operations before. I have plenty of friends who've used it. I was actually introduced on operation to this company by a friend of mine who used it when he was in the Army Rangers. And I love this company. I think that their product is superior to many other water purification devices that are out there in water containers. And we're talking about for backpacks and on your person, all right? And you got to think for the camping scenario as well, that survival scenario, you would want these items. All right, so I'm going to go over it with you. The company is called Platypus, all right, P-L-A-T-Y-P-U-S, Platypus. The soft bottles with the closure caps is probably one of the coolest things that I've found in a long time. So, you know, when I was in the Marine Corps, when we were on long, long patrols, we would carry bottles of water in our pockets. And it's just because your body got acclimated to, you know, 130, 140 degree weather. And so you ended up not drinking water as much. And just to preserve a little bit of weight over your torso, we started carrying bottles of water in our pockets or, you know, along our belt line or in our vests, and not so much on our back all the time. Because the problem with the average Camelback, the water system that you'd put on your back with the long straw on it, is that whenever you lay down on your back, it will leak. If you slam down on your back because you fail, which happens, it will leak, and then you'll get wet. And depending on the scenario, that could or could not be a bad thing. But when we got acclimated to it, we found that we just needed a couple bottles of water on us for, you know, however many hours we would be out. So platypus, instead of having a hard bottle along your body line, platypus makes something called the soft bottle. And it's literally like a Ziploc style bottle that has a closure cap on the end of it, all right? So the closure cap has just a little, you know, cap device. You pull it out, and then you can drink it out of it, and you push it back down, and it's secured. It's very simple. Everybody has probably used something like that before. But you can take this bottle, and you can roll it up as small as you possibly can and tuck it away in your back pocket and your side pockets. You can put five or six of them into one pouch on your belt or on your vest or inside a backpack, and you could store multiple of these in case you come across a fresh water source and you need a lot of refills. And what's cool is that it doesn't take up space. Because you can roll them up into a very, small package, like I said, you can store as many of them on you as you possibly can. And one of the things that you need to think about when you're on a long walk, all right, if it's the disaster zone, if we're talking about post-apocalyptic America, you need water, you need clean water, drinkable water. The iodine tablets, the chlorine tablets, those are a must, right? You always have those. You can get those from Walmart. They're stupid cheap from the camping selection. But having these soft bottled waters is great. Another thing is the Platypus Big Zip EVO hydration system that has the drinking tube kit. All right, so that's their Camelback. It's about 3 liters, if I'm correct. That's the one that I have. I've worn that the last time we went through a bunch of caves, and we were out for probably about 4 or 5 hours, and I never drank the entire thing. So, it will hold a lot of water. It's very well made. And what's great is it actually has a drag handle on the top of it. So that way you can better secure it. You can hang it, which is something that's really great. If you're sitting inside, let's say your tent and you have multiple of these, you can hang one up in your tent and you can always have water accessible and off the ground away from all the critters. The other one is the Platypus Gravity Works Group Camping Water Filtration System. Now, this is obviously it's a gravity water system. So you have a dirty bag, and then you have a clean bag, and then you have a water purification device that's in between the two. And this will purify about 2 liters of water. And I will say that you can actually do it rather quickly. Now, how you use this device, it's fairly simple. You take the dirty bag, and all you do is you go to a stream, go to a pond. Make sure you don't have debris in the bag. That's a big thing, all right? So you do your best to siphon out any type of debris that you would have inside there. And then you just take that bag, hang it up, and then take your clean bag for your water and hang it a little bit lower. Connect the hoses. Dirty hose goes to the filter cartridge, and then the filter cartridge connects to the clean hose that has a shut-off clamp valve attached to it. And then that goes to now a new hose. It looks like a couple IV bag setups. And it will filter out that water fairly quickly. I do mean fairly quickly. And if you're going to get it, just get the 6-liter bag. Get the biggest one that you can find. When it comes to water, you want as much water as possible to carry on you. And you want as much water as possible to store at wherever it is that you're staying. You could be mobile in your car. Keep that water on you in that car. You could be at your campsite. Have enough available water as possible so that you're not having to leave the campsite as much. Or let's say, you got to get up and get a drink of water in the middle of the night and you're all gone. Well, now you got to go and venture out into the middle of the woods and you got to purify water at night. And that sucks and it's dangerous. So always carry enough water on you. Like if you don't have enough water, you're going to die. There's no way around that equation. Hydrate or die. Have clean water or catch dysentery and die. Or cholera and die. Right? So have a water purifier. They're not that expensive, guys. And look, I know we live on a tight budget. I know the economy is getting bad. And I know that there's... Look, guys, there's a lot of people out there telling you what to buy. Saying, you need to buy my gold. You need to buy my silver. You need to buy my DVDs. You need to buy my books. And all those things are great. You know, if you have the availability for it, buy them. But if you don't have your preparation in store first, get that in line first. Dig the well for your family first before you go and buy some dude's book or DVD. You know, and I have friends who do this. I have friends who have DVDs and books, and they're all, you know, amazing, God-gifted, talented men and women. However, take care of yourself and your family first. Have good food. Have good water, water filtration, water carrying. Have good equipment, so in case anything happens, you're prepared. Mountain-State-Survival.com. Wrecker 5. Get what you can while you can. These things are not going to be available forever. All right, we're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to get into some really, really, really crazy news.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing, and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
All right. Do you think we live in a climatic world? Do you think chaos is on the rise? I'd have to tell you that it's very, very much apparent that chaos is on the rise. It's very apparent that we need to be getting ready for something happening soon. I want to say the next series of news articles we're going to read, it's just a small portion of what I have. I have new stuff for today that I'll end up covering for tomorrow. But I just want to get to this news that I've had on for a couple days now. Because it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible what's going on out there. And that... Man, these people have lost their damn minds. You know, it's funny, but it's not funny at the same time. But there's just, you know, at a point in time, we have to all just understand, okay, everything's not okay. Everything's not just going to return back to normal. And that needs to become your new normal. You need to be ready for the active shooter, for the terrorist attack, the gigantic earthquake, the huge, tornadoes outbreaks, the firestorms. You need to be ready for the flood seasons. You need to be ready for the hurricanes. You need to be ready for a tyrannical government waiting to take away your rights. So, best book to read involving a lot of this, especially when it comes to EMP, but when it comes to a general preparedness, is One Second After. That entire series, One Second After, One Day After, 1 Year After is not bad, but 1 Second After and 1 Day After are money. You gotta listen to that. Go to Audible. That's where I listen to all my books from. I've probably got over 100 books at this point that I've listened to. I would say that 1 Second After, right next to Gates of Fire, is my number one and number two books. So that's my recommendations for you on books for the day. All right, what's going on in the news? Have you heard of the new Ninja variant? Or excuse me, the COVID variant called Ninja. They're describing this to be the most dangerous variant of COVID yet. You can find this article, let me see, from the Daily Beast. The latest subvariant of the novel coronavirus to become dominant in Europe, the United States, and in other places is also in many ways the worst so far. Right off the bat, the United States, they're already calling it. The BA.5 subvariant of the basic Omicron variant appears to be more contagious than any previous form of the virus. It's apparently better at dodging our antibodies, meaning it might be more likely to cause breakthroughs and repeat infections. Vaccines and boosters are still the best defense. There are even Omicron-specific booster jabs in development that, in coming months, could make the best vaccines more effective against BA.5 and its genetic cousins. Still, the BA.5's ongoing romp across half the planet is a strong reminder that the COVID pandemic is not over. We're not done yet, by any stretch, says Eric Topol, the founder and director of the Scripps Research Translational Institute in California. High levels of at least partial immunity from vaccines and past infection continue to prevent the worst outcomes, mass hospitalizations, and death. But globally, raw case numbers are surging with serious implications for potentially millions of people who face a growing risk of long-term illness. So what does that mean to you and me? That's simple. The masks are coming back. They're already coming back in certain countries. And you can bet your next paycheck, lockdowns are coming back. And so we know that if lockdowns are coming back, there's going to be a run on food. There's going to be a run on gas. There's going to be a run on guns and ammunition. Anything that people find of value, they are going to flock to it the moment the restrictions are announced again. People don't want to be caught off guard this time. You know? And that's why you need to preemptively buy your food now. You know, not just survival food, but canned goods, meats. You know, and I know it sucks. I just came back from the grocery store last night and looking at what I thought $300 used to get me. And it can't buy you much meat anymore, I can tell you that much. But every chance you get, you better be filling that freezer. Take advantage of this heat now. Get outside and fish. You know, you may or may not like fish, I get that. But they're just waiting to be caught. You better start finding some sort of protein that you can put in the freezer. And Vienna sausage, even though, you know, some people like it, some people hate it, that's not a good source of protein. You know, and neither is soy, which I'm sure the government can't wait to give you. Soy and crickets and grubs. If you don't take care of yourself, that'll be your meal. Here's your soy grub burger. Enjoy it. All right, next on the list. Let's try and run through this. You think things aren't getting bad? Listen to this. In China, they had a run on the bank system. Now, in China, there are four main banks. And back in April, the banks froze millions of dollars of deposits. And they told their customers that they were upgrading their, computer systems, internal systems. And they never communicated to anybody on that matter after that. They never told everybody, hey, you know, we're done upgrading our system. You can pull your money back out. They froze every account. It's estimated to be $1.5 billion worth of frozen assets, money, your money, that they cannot pull out. And supposedly the authorities are investigating these banks. I think you and I very well know not much is going to be done about that. So, you know, once again, in terms of prepping, have cash on hand, have gold and silver on hand, have items that you can barter on hand. Give you a good example. Yesterday, out where we're at, it's reaching 110 almost every single day. It's 100 before noon. And so it puts a lot of pressure on electrical systems, especially the air conditioner. My friend next door, he's an AC repairman, so we're over here working on my AC. And he gave me a very good, simple tip. Take your water hose, turn it on, put it on top of the outdoor compressor unit, and it'll cool down the coils on the inside, and that'll help to get the house cool faster and stay cool longer. I said, really? That simple? He's like, oh yeah, I have a water hose running to my AC unit all day long in the summer. I said, okay, well, roger that. Also advised, and this is coming from a guy who's been an AC repairman since like 2000, but he also advised putting a sprinkler on top of your house to keep the roof cooled down, which will keep the attic cooled down so you won't have the hot air that's up there that gets trapped. That potentially is what puts a lot of pressure on your indoor AC unit. So it's like, okay, that's pretty good. So we're working on my unit. We're you know, getting some just preventative maintenance out of the way. And I thought, you know what? What a good time to attempt to barter. So I paid him in buckets of 12-gauge shotgun shells. And, you know, I've had these shotgun shells loose in, I guess you could say, my war closet, where a lot of my gear is kept, for years. And I just thought, you know what? I have not shot these buckshot and slugs in so long, and I already have so many. I'm going to see if I can barter with it. So I was able to barter with it, and it worked. You know, so people find different items and different sources of payments at time differently. You know, some people view the signs and the times that we're living in and will allow a barter and a trade for service. So, you know, if you have something to barter or trade with, always ask whoever it is that is, you know, out there at your house helping you with whatever. You know, that may be a good alternative if you don't have the cash. And also, if the government happens to seize all of your cash and does not give it back, well, you may be required to do that. Here's the next one. This is from reclaimthenet.org. Russia tells banks to share biometric data with the government. Yeah, that's not bad, right? Lawmakers in Russia allow the lower house approved bill that would obligate banks to share clients' biometric data with the government. The government has tried to justify the bill as a measure to help people in remote areas and those with disabilities to access digital services. When it eventually becomes law, the biometrics data banks hold will have to be included in the country's Know Your Customer Unified Biometric System. Consent from customers will not be required. Since the launch of the UBS, the Unified Biometric System, in 2019, there have been in-use privacy and storage concerns already. the intelligence and law enforcement agencies have access to all this information, to all the biometric information, which is proof that the government uses biometric databases for mass surveillance. And that's in Russia. And you better bet that's done here. Absolutely done here. I'm telling you right now, it is done here in the U.S. Moving on. In case of a data leak, the government is supposed to report it. The bill states the data leaks should be reported within 24 hours of detection, and the government has 3 days to take the necessary measures to respond to the leak, according to the report. The move shows the lengths Russia will go to expand its surveillance of its citizens. Under the guise of fighting terrorism, Russia recently announced that it would set up facial recognition surveillance along its border with Ukraine and neighboring Ukrainian territories that are under its control. And yes, we also have facial recognition camera systems in the U.S. that are being used, have been used for years. In Washington, D.C. and in New York, it is used. Next. All right. Let's get into the weeds of why this is important. The security leaders from the UK and US, MI5, and FBI heads warn about massive and coordinated threats from China. According to reports, MI5 head Ken McCallum and FBI director Christopher Wray made an unprecedented joint appearance in London to warn of the threat from China. You know what's so funny about all that? Is that both the UK and the US government officials are bought off by China. And now they're coming out and saying that China is all of a sudden the bad guy. There's a reason for why this theater is happening. Ray said that China is the biggest long-term threat to our economy and our national security, and has interfered in politics, including recent elections. I thought that was Russia collusion. I thought that was Trump's team. Who did China interfere with? Which political party was it? Which vote was it? Couldn't have been after Joe Biden got elected and China said, we got our guy in. Here, let's get into this article. MI5 head McCallum said that his service had more than doubled its work against China's activity in the last 3 years and would be doubling it again. He added that MI5 is now running 7 times as many investigations related to activities of the Chinese Communist Party compared to 2018. Ray warned that if China was to forcibly take Taiwan, it would represent one of the most horrific business disruptions the world has ever seen. Business disruptions. Do you think Ukraine was a business disruption? Do you think Iraq was a business disruption? Or Afghanistan? You know one business disruption that the U.S. will never interfere with? Happens on our southern border. The sex slave trade, human trafficking, which is slaves. And then you have the smuggling of exotic weaponry to include possibly biological, chemical, radiological, nuclear. Oh, by the way, the invading tide of foreigners, but the narcotics as well. There has been enough fentanyl found within the past 2 years to kill every man, woman, and child on this planet. And your politicians do nothing about it. Just want to get that off my chest. In response, China Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said that British intelligence was trying to hype up the China threat theory and advised that the head of MI5 to cast away imagined demons. How quaint. Hey, China, how many people do you still have in your gulag? Is it still about 15 to 30,000? Or have you killed most of them already? Lijian said that the FBI director has also been playing up the China threat to smear and attack China, reveling a Cold War mentality, and also urged him to stop making irresponsible remarks. Hey, you know what? I'm going to agree with this guy. Christopher Wray, if you want to do something to win back your honor and integrity, which good luck on that one, you need to probably start arresting people at the White House. Starting with Hunter Biden, and maybe another guy known as Pedo Peter. Because the FBI more than gladly hides evidence, more than gladly fabricates evidence against people like those of January 6th. And I bet you the China officials know all that and have all that stored somewhere. For blackmail purposes, of course. But at the same time, China is a threat. China is a global threat. The Communist Chinese Party want to take over the world. Don't get that wrong. That is the end goal. They want to take over the world. They need it. Okay. However, capitalism is in the way of communism. Only for as long as the communists aren't running the capitalists. Does that make sense yet? You have communists telling what the capitalists should be doing. They sold us out. Our leaders sold us out. Our big business leaders sold us out to China because China has floated the bill numerous amounts of times for the United States, has bought our debt. And China is completely okay with slave labor. China is completely okay with unhumanitarian-like business protocols. As long as it keeps the business industry wheels spinning and the people who run it rich, they will continue to do what they're doing. And there are many people of low moral stature who have billions of dollars that are aligned with China. All right, next. Did you hear about a principal that was accused of trying to fire white teachers because of their race and created a school of insanity plagued with low-quality education and a dangerous environment? Well, this is from the Daily Mail. Once again, that's why my kids aren't in school, guys. That's why I homeschool. A Washington Heights principal accused of wanting to oust white staffers reportedly created a learning environment plagued by utter disorganization and insanity. Students attending the New York City's High School for Law and Public Service claim that their lives have become miserable under the leadership of Principal Paula Lev. They also alleged their quality of education has declined after Lev ousted fully experienced and qualified staff as part of her alleged diversity crusade. The left will kill this country if we continue to let it. Unreal. A student-created petition claims a handful of Lev's new hires are super underqualified and that their lack of knowledge has affected students' ability to learn. The petition also cited fears of attending class due to a dangerous environment fueled by an insane number of fights, constant arguing, and improper administrative action. Lev was hit with a probe last year by the New York City Department of Education after she allegedly told a teacher that she was going to get rid of all these white teachers that aren't doing anything for the kids of our community. The complaint will go on to show that the New York State Division of Human Rights is doing the investigation. This probe was launched after a faculty member for the Law and Public Service School accused this principal, Paula Lev, of discriminating against staff and conspiring to get a white colleague fired. Is this really the America that we live in, New Yorkers? Are you proud of this yet? I want you, because this is going to be on YouTube, I want you to put down in the comments if you are from New York and if you're proud of your state now, if you're proud of New York City still. You know, growing up in law enforcement, I remember up there working in the Northeast and New Jersey and Philadelphia and New York and talking with a lot of the old New York guys and the old Philly guys. Just how proud they were of their areas, especially New York City, especially NYPD. Some of the greatest, funniest stories I ever heard in my life came out of the NYPD. And I just want to know, guys, are y'all happy with the status quo that is your city now? I hope you're not. Put it down in the comments below. All right, here's the next fun one. And get ready to hang on to your socks for this. This comes from the Gateway Pundit. And I'm not sure how many of you have heard of this yet, but you may want to go check this article out. The title of this article is "They All Lied and We Have Proof." Highly sensitive Department of Justice January 6 documents leaked to the Gateway Pundit from FBI confidential human source who infiltrated the Proud Boys and ran the FBI operation on January 6, reported that they were innocent and has the text and documents in full to prove it on this site. The FBI and the Department of Justice continue to viciously politically persecute American citizens and terrorize the public, but now they've been caught. Shame on McCarthy-like January 6 Unselect Committee for abusing their power and using groups like the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers as fall guys so that they can punish their political opposition. This is not the United States we were promised. I agree with that. This is not the United States we were promised, not the United States that me and my brothers fought for. Or, you know, and sisters as well, sorry. But their lies are all being exposed now. A whistleblower has leaked a treasure trove of documents and text messages, some marked highly sensitive, to the Gateway Pundit. These documents contain incredible exculpatory evidence proving the Department of Justice was aware that a group of indicted Proud Boys were innocent, yet are prosecuting them anyways. You can find the entire dump of documents below, and there's a link to this, which includes hundreds of pages of transcripts of audio recorded interviews with an assisting U.S. attorney, FBI agents, and their confidential human source. The confidential human source, or the CHS, infiltrated the Kansas City Proud Boy group for over a year and a half before the January 6 event and kept the FBI goons informed on the group's activity. Now, here's my question. He infiltrated this group a year and a half prior. For what? What was the need for the FBI to infiltrate the group? I'm sure all I'm going to hear is crickets. What was the reason for it? How many other groups have you infiltrated, FBI? And why? Are you still infiltrating the violent Muslim extremists? You're not infiltrating Antifa or Black Lives Matter. But because the Department of Justice, the Department of Injustice, because the FBI has forgot their oath of allegiance to this freaking country and to you and me, we the people, they infiltrate who they get told to infiltrate. They're yes men. They don't think for themselves anymore. That's the target. Go do your job. Well, why? They're just Americans. They don't like the status quo. Why am I investigating this? Because we told you so. Okay. I get the GS-13 pay. I'm going to investigate it. You know, if you know people that are caught up in all this, I feel sorry for them. Because it is truly unjustifiable. And more stuff keeps coming out that the FBI has screwed people over, has come after people, intimidating people, threatening people, just to flip people and make them CIs now, confidential informants. Now, according to the source, this guy, James Knowles, he was the mole. Knowles had gained the group's total trust and was included in all the group's communications. So, hey, just an FYI, guys. The FBI monitors as much as it can get its measly little hands on. Here's my best advice to you. Best advice. Take it or leave it. I really don't care. When you're outside in groups of people, always assume you're being filmed. Especially you, law enforcement. Anytime you get outside your car or outside your office, you're being filmed and you better act accordingly. But hey, Mr. and Mrs. America, same for you. Act accordingly. Because they can and will use it against you in a court of law. When you're on a big text message group, act accordingly. There's somebody monitoring. When you're at these type of events, like January 6th, or these big riots, or these big protests, act accordingly. There's people watching you all the time. It's like we live in the Stasi state still. It's like this is Eastern Bloc Germany. All right, I'll get back to it. The informant told his handlers at the FBI that the Kansas City Proud Boy group he was infiltrating and accompanied to the Capitol on January 6th were not involved in, nor did they inspire, the breaking of the barriers at the Capitol building. This is a direct quote. CHS described the scene as the crowd doing it as a herd mentality and that it was not organized. The crowd was shouting, "Stop the vote," as they made their way into the Capitol building. There were no overt threats of violence made at the time. That's coming from the confidential informant. Not only that, but the informant also testifies to the FBI that the Proud Boys planned to come to Washington, D.C. to risk their own safety to protect the average Trump supporter from Antifa attacks so that MAGA folk could enjoy the day and get back to their hotel safely. Meanwhile, the drinking fraternity, along with ex-military and law enforcement group, the Oath Keepers, have become the fall guys, along with President Trump, for the entire phony insurrection. Every single Kansas City Proud Boy and other individuals that the rat reported to his handlers in the document dump are indicted and facing decades in prison, even though the FBI informant that was with them that day reported of their innocence. One of the men, William Cressman, has been detained at the D.C. Gitmo Jail in pretrial detention for over a year and a half to date. A total of six people, including one woman who was pregnant at the time, are being charged with conspiracy, obstruction of an official proceeding, and aiding and abetting. This carries a maximum of 20-year penalty. Obstruction of law enforcement during civil disorder and aiding and abetting. Threatening a federal officer. Entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds and carrying a deadly or dangerous weapon. All right. Because I read that to you, I just have to take a stroll back to memory lane if you never heard me say this before. Everything I just read to you is what Antifa did to us. When you saw all the DHS agents out in Portland. That's what they did to us. Every day, that's what they did to us. Every single day, they obstructed law enforcement during a civil disorder to the extent that they would try to de-arrest or un-arrest somebody as we were arresting them. They were aiding and abetting each other in these unarrest tactics. They threatened federal officers. Really? Threatened a federal officer? Do you know how many times we got threatened? Hours a day. For a year straight. Thousands of threats. Not one of them ever taken seriously. Entering and remaining in a restricted building or on grounds and carrying a deadly or dangerous weapon. Really? Do you know how many times Antifa burnt buildings down, trapped law enforcement inside a building and set it on fire? Not just one of the precincts, but also us while we're in the federal buildings. Happened to our crew multiple times within 1 month, probably 5 or 6 times within 1 month at the immigration field office on McAdam Street of Portland. That became a damn war zone for months. You could see the video of what it was like, just one night of what it was like on my YouTube channel. Go to the area where it has the different video albums, and you'll see one that says, like, my old job or something. And it's a video taken by a protester, and his handle is DJ Elrad. We dealt with this douchebag, I don't know how many times we arrested him, all that good stuff. But he was nothing more than just one of the other anarchist instigators that was out there. And he actually made a motivational video of how we kicked their ass every chance we got. Anyways, all that stuff that they said that the Proud Boys did, which is false. That they said that the Oath Keepers did, which is false. Knowingly false to the FBI. They're still prosecuting them. Does that sound like a fair country anymore? Does that sound like equality anymore? That's the state that you live in right now. For background, there are currently 2 existing Proud Boy group indictments. The seditious conspiracy, one involving Enrique Tarrio, who they called a white supremacist. Enrique Tarrio, a Hispanic man. They called him a white supremacist. And also there are other leaders. The Kansas City Proud Boy indictment involving the group that the FBI informant also infiltrated. The FBI plant made it clear to his bosses that the Proud Boys and their friends had no idea what they were walking into, that there was no conspiracy or pre-planning prior to the event entering the Capitol, and that the Proud Boys actually helped law enforcement inside the Capitol. They helped defuse a big standoff between multiple MAGA supporters and law enforcement. They were ordering people to get back. They were standing in the way of angry crowds of protesters and blocking people's paths to law enforcement. They even on camera and are recorded saying, get some trash bags and start picking up all this damn trash that they left everywhere, and yelling at people for throwing their trash down in the Capitol building. Where is that in the indictment? Where is that, Liz Cheney? You want to know why you're not going to get a fair trial for this? This is no longer the U.S. We live in pre-Hunger Games country. That's what we live in. We have kings and queens that are politicians. Enough is enough. If anything happens between now, the election, the midterms, if anything happens between the midterms and 2024, I just want you to keep this on your mind. God is with us. And if He is with us, then who can stand against us? And to choose freedom, no matter the cost of it, choose freedom All right, that's all I got for you right now. My name is Doug Thornton. You've been listening to the American Vindictor Show. I'm out of here. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.